Brett?
Here.
Commissioner Drury?
Here.
Haley?
Here.
Commissioner Lennon?
Here.
Commissioner Mezzatesta?
Here.
Vizi? Student Commissioner Steerwalt?
Here.
Student Commissioner Alvarez?
Not Savalos, but.
Sorry, I wrote that wrong. Sorry, Manolo. So five voting members present. We do have a quorum. Public comment. We did receive one written public comment this week that I believe. Before we get started. So we have filled our second student commissioner seat. Manolo Avalos. I'm going to pronounce that right the rest of the time, I hope. He's a senior at OPRF. He has been very involved in a lot of sustainability issues already. I believe you're president of the Sustainability of the Environmental Club at the high school, right?
Yep, the Environmental Club.
Environmental Club. And then he will be going to Triton next year, so he is going to be staying on as student commissioner even after the current year expires.
Sure. Thank you all. I appreciate this honor. Look forward to maybe crossing paths with what OPRF has done in.
All right, moving on to public comment. We did receive one written public comment. Manolo, I had not had a chance to forward it along to you. I did forward it to everyone else. So it was mostly regarding the park district 5-year plan and a lot of concerns about artificial turf. I did want to forward to you all for awareness, any comments you have. Generally, things with other taxing bodies. It is. Zoning requirements and force the hand of
that being said.
Yeah,
I just wanted to give a little history on the public comment, for those of you who read it, had to do with some new proposals about synthetic turf. And so, to my knowledge, the only one we have at this point is infield in the girls' softball field at Keystone Park. And there was quite a community response when that went in, and the Sustainability Commission was extremely involved in bringing up some of the drawbacks, the environmental drawbacks of this. And of course there were a lot of comments more directed towards health as so I was very glad that she brought it to our attention, because this just came out, and I think this is a chance for those who do feel strongly about synthetic turf. What really troubled me about this one, well, first of all, it's done in a way where you can't really tell what they're going to do. They have many different parks, many different proposals. We might do this, we might do that. And the way they say it is, we'll bring it up right before we're going to do it, because they have had some tactics in the past which don't leave people a lot of time to respond. There is a spring response, and I just encourage all of you to reach out to your different networks, to people who do feel strongly about this. And I guess we'll have to decide further if the sustainability wants to take a stance on. But one of the ones that was most concerning to me, there's an infield boys baseball, which they had intended to do together with the girls, but the turf ended up being twice as expensive as what was presented to village residents, and so they were only able to do one at a time. That one's probably a done deal. But they also now are expanding into soccer fields, so we're talking about real acreage of sustainability of turf. And so I think it was a really good heads up, and we don't have to discuss it at this meeting, but I'm glad. And I encourage everybody to respond to the Park District's survey. I don't know if it'll have any impact, but I feel compelled to do it personally.
Well, I don't know how anybody else feels, but I think the Sustainability Commission should go on record as objecting to the use of that product anywhere in the village. I don't know how we can say we're sustainable when there's the health issues and we are removing open spaces. Might as well put concrete down because it's the same effect from the standpoint of the control. I mean, there's just nothing good about it. Frankly, I don't understand why they can't use grass. I've never understood the point of this stuff.
So in the arguments that they made when they put in the girls' softball field, it was about flooding and the hours that would put into preparing the field. And so, you know, I'm sure they're going to use the same ones with these. But,
yeah, we had an issue over in Lindbergh Park in Oak Park where there was a discussion of.
We have a lot to discuss today, but perhaps we could put that on a future.
Yeah.
Absolutely, and it did last time. So all it would be a suggestion to the village board, and then the village board would decide if they had any jurisdiction. I think the only element of that one that came before the board was it was something more esoteric, like did it represent a significant change to, I don't recall what. It wasn't specifically addressing whether or not they could have turf. I mean, that is something that we could discuss. That's a question we could pose to the village trustees. Is this something that we could conceivably say we did not want any expansion in the village and see where it goes? But I think we certainly can weigh in on it since it is sustained. But I think from our point of view, citizens can talk about whatever they want, residents. But from our point of view, it would have the most impact if we focused on the in terms of the public comment, would you mind, Seth, getting back and saying that the most appropriate place to send that would be to the...
Yep, I will respond back to the resident. You know, we all of you to make you aware and then...
Some of the articles that were cited are no. We are going to make a position in a world of fake news. I would rather just make.
I would just add that I think if you wanted to do that personally, as a resident, you could certainly do that. But I think from the sustainability, we would have the most impact if we were to just focus on, which was not the major part of this public comment, but at least she did raise to our awareness that this was happening. So, but, you know, I think there are other much more qualified people, you know, and several healthcare providers did step forth the last time, and I think they should speak from their expertise rather than us, you know.
I think your point is well taken, that simply from the perspective of it's like paving over open land. I think you're right. That's probably enough.
Just one thing. We do have a couple of UIC students, one person, one attending virtually. I would just ask that everyone speak clearly into the microphone, just putting in for virtual attendees. Moving on, we have the minutes from last month's meeting. Were there any edits, corrections?
Just one question on page 2. Just above where it says adoption of minutes there. No, I'm sorry. I'm looking.
I see the typo, though. I resents when it should be resident.
Oh, okay. That wasn't in the minutes. Never mind.
Can I get a motion to adopt the minutes pending?
before we do that, I just want to say that we all learned at the last meeting that if you're not here in person, you are a non-voting participant.
Yes. Second.
Second.
Commissioner Charette?
Yes.
Commissioner Drury? Commissioner Haley?
Yes.
Commissioner Lennon?
Yes.
Commissioner Mezzatesta?
Yes.
The minutes are adopted. We had a, after our meeting with LRS at last month's meeting, a beginnings of a very robust discussion concerning the charging station and any potential fee associated with that. In that, I had outlined the sort of data of the overstays and the vehicles that block the charging station charged. A lot of the discussion last time was on how much to charge and after there's a free charging. There was some discussion on a tiered system where it was free, then goes up to $1 amount, and then goes up to a charge point system. Does that I did look into just was the $5 an hour after the second. So I did put a difference together with that in there. But it's with you all. Any open question, any changes, any
person attending, maybe I just want to clarify, and who's on the line, that currently we have one charge point station and we don't charge. We've noticed looking at the usage that some people leave it parked there several hours because of the no fee. So we're trying to address that.
I don't know if we've run into this case here at this charger, but at other chargers I've seen non-electric vehicles have been parked there. So I think making it clear with some signage, also it's used only.
You have signage there, it literally just says EV only, I believe. So it's very minimal signage there currently. You put in ordinance that it those spaces, village owned charging stations in the adjacent, limited to electric vehicles connected to the electric vehicle charging station. And I believe in the state vehicle code there limits these spots to electric vehicles. There is also a state law that non-electric. I've not seen that issue there, but you know, we do have an issue with vehicles parking there to charge and then remaining parked.
Some even overnight.
A normal car and you overnight, to get on the Metra.
I would need to look in
$20 seems kind of.
But I do not.
The other thing that struck me about the $20, like suppose it was overnight, like that's a.
At that point, you get an overnight ticket.
Good question. So
they haven't been getting ticketed. I mean, we believe there's somebody that lives in the building that parks there at night.
So if you look at the draft ordinance, there is existing language that any vehicle parked in a village lot without permit is already restricted from parking.
Then if somebody's doing that currently, maybe the police should be notified to pay
yes.
attention to the lot they're right before. Or getting that person ticketed.
Ordering to say you can't charge it.
Can you charge overnight? I don't know.
I don't. Morning, if your card needs.
I mean, if you look at the meter, it tells you if it's charging or not. So it's not.
But how long? Well, in my opinion, this is probably a good.
Of the ticket, I guess. Oh, yeah, my husband
least,
got one for leaving the truck out overnight. I'm not,
least,
I don't remember
what
it was.
At least 30.
Was
it might be
enough. Go move the car, and then I sleep on the couch.
Yeah, I can look into what the cost of a parking violation is, and I can be adjusted to that. So I don't think that would. Easily adjusted before formally motion that we have. Would adjust it to incorporate your all's input on what that.
Because, I mean, if you think about it, after it's charged, it is a vehicle that's parked where it's not supposed to be. Your way of looking at it.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit complicated. So that charger is tied in. All the residents of the village per the.
So the if you look at the marginal cost, it's zero.
You might guilt trip a couple of people, you know.
Do people feel the $5 an hour is, because I know that was at the very end of the meeting last time, do people feel that $5 an hour is appropriate?
I think $5 is. A little bit harder on the pocketbook.
A lot of them were $1 an hour, $2 an hour. Some of them start charging immediately. The one that I had initially found. Three free hours of charging.
Seems that. Basic agreement that illegally thought would be set.
I like that too.
So I
go
hole in there at the pump.
And particularly taking into account, we only have two.
To give everyone an equal opportunity,
yeah.
To charge,
yeah.
And think about it. However long it takes them to charge their car at night in the garage, they know how long it takes, and that's how long it should be to charging ports. They know how long they just.
Well, actually, what Eric proposed, and I thought this was a good one, was that we have a set time, so then there wouldn't be misunderstanding. So we'll just say 2 hours. That's how you wrote it.
Yeah, 2 hours is what we settled on. So 2 hours can get up to 50 miles worth of charge with a level two. Average charging time most months is in that 2 to 3 hour range. So battery is more, it might be closer. More charge you get, the slower the
well, and this is not
charge.
Intended to, I mean, someone who owns an electric vehicle must live somewhere where they've got a charger. They can't be relying strictly on this. That's not what it is. Give them enough oomph to get someplace reasonable.
So is there any other comment? Let me see if we're agreed on this. So 2 hours free and $10 per hour up until the whatever.
The equivalent of a village park.
We need to vote, or is this just sort of?
It would be a motion to recommend the Village Board of Trustees to approve an ordinance establishing a fee for the village's electric vehicle charging station.
So move.
Commissioner Charette?
Yes.
Marie?
Yes.
Haley?
Yes.
Commissioner Lennon? Commissioner Mezzatesta?
Yes.
So the ordinance recommendation will be made to the Village Board. And so to use those, you actually need to have the ChargePoint app. Your credit card information or whatever already in there. So, and the app will send the individual notifications. Your free charging time is almost up. You'll see a fee at this point. Yeah, I will.
Do we have a way though of? I mean, the first time somebody, it's changed in, on their app, though, but is there some way to communicate with those folks or put something in the paper or in the newsletter?
Yeah, I would imagine this would be posting the newsletter or social media to make. So, anticipating this would be adopted month, potentially the first meeting of the March, or meeting in March, and then whatever the next weekly newsletter and
good job on that, Seth. It looked good.
Right. Before we jump into communications, and Louise had put together a big plan here. I just did want to take a moment to jump ahead to the UIC planning project. Got a couple people in the room and online. I had shared with everyone the just brief progress reports from the two student sections. I didn't know if anyone had any questions for them or if you guys had any.
question would be, when is the final report? I saw there's a date of this report with recommendations.
Final report will be April 30th, which I believe 30th is the final Tuesday that the presentations will be given. I did want to plug for everyone just before I forgot, the 27th, 2 weeks from today, there will be a midterm presentation. I will be Zooming in. If you'd like, you can send via Zoom and I can get the links to you, or if you would like to attend in person to the class, I would arrange for some in person. Class goes from 6:30 to 9:15. The Broadview sections are going first, and then River Forest sections will start around 5 and 8, somewhere in the evening. And so I will be attending virtually. Each one will have about a 20-minute presentation to just share where their plan is at, and then 15 minutes of Q&A feedback. I know I'll be there. Matt will be on as well. Wanted to make you all aware of that, and person, or if you wanted to, I will be after I.
I'll just send it to everybody, and then.
Perfect. Yeah. Was anybody interested in attending in person, or should I just send? Sounds good. All right. You guys have any questions? Jacob, did you have any questions you wanted to ask, or would you just want to?
Hear me?
Yep.
Yep.
Perfect. My name is also Jake. I just documents and it's very exciting working with such a panel. Guys, do you have any questions for? Otherwise, I feel like we've narrowed down a lot of the key. Mainly in terms of the electric vehicle. Green space, or anything else really. Community and through.
Because it's, you know, hot buttons nationally. I mean, I would think green energy, you electrification in general.
Another comment I had, I forgot which of the reports it was, but I thought I read that there was a recommendation to continue with the community aggregation. And I just wanted to clarify that we've had one renewal and then we're told that it would not be available. If it were available, we would definitely stick with it. But we were told that because of tighter pricing in the electric market, that it would not be available beyond September 20th.
So September is when the program ends, and I think they're waiting to see what the ICC rates will be for rates that come out in May. So I think there'll be probably a determination made in June with that regard. Lisa, I know you would put this together, so the floor is yours.
Okay. I don't know if everyone's had a chance to read it. Not quite sure how you want to. I will say that I'd like to start with the Wednesday Journal, because I've had some back and forth via email with Ken Trainer. Are willing for us to do a regular Susan, to your point when you and I spoke, it would be great to include Oak Park. Right now, there's nobody to include. I don't know who's doing anything over there because they had two open. Yes, work with them so that the column would include input from. And Susan made a point when we talked about to have a broad approach, not just. The kind of things that I'd be suggesting to put in use our newsletter topic, certainly. There may be some things we want to do there that are different. Question would be, is this something that someone in communication do or someone on the do it, but I if there's an issue that it has to go through the PR department or
I would say I think it would be the commission to sort of develop the topics and the articles before it's sent to the Wednesday Journal. Just I go through, make sure it's all good. I mean, I'm assuming it's a lot of the you know, great monthly news articles you've been producing the past few months.
And the only thing I'd say is that, you know, I'd like to see at least maybe not every article, but some of them being a little bit more folksy, like a columnist is talking to their audience, really how we word it with the. I might not take it literally. Maybe sort of a question and answer, you know. You've been wondering about this, and like Ann Landers or Amy, only all, you know, different approaches to the style to call out to maybe different audiences, different. Yeah, we've got all sorts of information, and I don't think any of it is time sensitive for the most part. So if we needed a little extra time to run it through for approval, I don't see that. The only thing that would be time sensitive. I already have an idea for Christmas. Thought on that.
So I honestly haven't picked up a newspaper. They have an online version. Yeah. So that's
and
the,
there's no paywall.
Okay. That's the other irritating thing about newspapers. And then I can't do another.
Yeah, no, Wednesday Journal has no paywall.
You know, the audience, you know, I guess is the proper many people. Is this just
a few folks that have moved away,
yeah,
you
exactly.
know. It's a local paper geared toward Oak Park. don't know, maybe they'd want to publish it in one of their other
Forest Park, Riverside, Brookfield, and then
yeah, that would be amazing.
I'll start with just getting it in the local.
Yes, that's a good start. I think it's a good idea. I don't know if you do this with the newsletters, too, because I'm new.
Oh, I'm a regular contributor to the newsletters.
Okay, cool. But it might be cool. I don't know if you write all the newsletters or if other people from the commission. They all do. Cool. So I think it would be cool to continue.
And would obviously use all that input as well.
And we have a backlog. So, you know, I was thinking that could be the way that we started is maybe to present, you know, as topics, something we've done over the, you know, the past, get us to see what they're interested in and then going forward. And
the only thing I'd like to do is have the first one an introduction of a sort. I suppose by doing that, well, to start with, it is the River Forest Sustainability.
And again, I think this is a question for the village because we are part of the village, and I think this gets back to the voice. So I think the voice works better when it's coming from an individual because it's their voice. But when it's the village, I think that implies a certain, I wish there was another word for staidness, but.
Well, that's a good point.
You know, that this is the village speaking, so it's probably not going to be too folksy. You know, unless you wanted to take this on as an individual,
well,
and then you could be Luis Meditesta, a member of the River Forest Sustainability Commission.
If you think that's appropriate, I'd be happy to be the voice of it.
It might be cool, I don't know, tying in Oak Park and River Forest, like what was said, reaching out to them and doing it like you said, as so it's not necessarily tied to the village, but it could also be tied to the.
Yeah, I think you are kind of hedging your bet a little bit by saying so and so. Utility commissioner.
Yeah, because then it's your voice, and you know as a commissioner you still have access to all of the things that we publish because those, you know, those are out in the public domain. So.
Well, the village does, and I don't know, did any of you see the letter I had in there?
In the Wednesday Journal?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, did any of you see the letter that was submitted by a mother on behalf of her two children who said there's no planet B, as a pun off of the no plan B for Earth?
I didn't get to read it. I saw the headline. Just looked at it today, actually. So,
well, Jill, you and your son got mentioned in my letter. Name, but
if you were complimentary.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I wrote a letter saying how touched I was by the children that submitted this letter by way of their mother. Indeed, there is no planet plan P. And then I told my own story. When you told that story about your son, my eyes were welling up. You reduced me to tears. I was so blown away by that, and I said so in my letter. I'll send
you need
you
to get letter. Us a copy of the Wednesday Journal, because as a resident, I don't even.
yeah, online at oakpark.com.
Yeah, or Google Wednesday Journal letters.
I was going to say, I do like your idea of almost making it. And you could make up, like, fake people.
Question, yeah, like, a posed
like,
question.
Like, how do you do that? Like, how do I learn more about blah, blah, blah? And then, you know.
One of our newsletters.
Could be one of
that kind of draws people in.
Yeah,
I mean, this
good
way,
point.
At least.
Well, particularly if we're using our new, basically the information.
Yeah, and just like tie it to ongoing village programs and, you know, signing off as a resources we have.
Exactly. Like, for example, a really short one could be where do I go to cycle all of these lights that I plugged in that don't work? And then you have a little short snippet.
To be fair, everyone knows where the light recycling is. I live in South Oak Park, and there's South Oak Park Facebook posts about, like, no, take your lights over to River Forest to drop them off.
Which, by the way, you need to remove that sawhorse because people are dropping them off even though there's no box left.
Wait, it's still there.
Yeah, they still are, yeah.
Well, and Susan made a good point when she and I were at a few weeks back to talk that one of the things I mentioned in my plan here was our green events on the Wednesday Journal calendar, and
yeah.
Her comment might draw too much outside, you know.
Right.
Want that
I
or
think
not.
You could make it a little bit about the
I was more thinking like just like sharing the general resources of things you put together on heat pumps and convection
exactly.
ovens and things like that.
Yeah.
It's a good idea. I mean, I don't know. Even title your regular column, there's no planet B, and write it from a third person. So even word you take person.
Yeah.
Louise Walkabout, notice this. Talking about it, just more of a technical manner and more
like that.
You know, we could even tie them together. Like we do have our newsletters still, so you know, we could talk about what you're going to do, and then maybe. You know, often, I think people are struck more when they hear it from all different areas, and it's like, oh, I just got this in a newsletter, and now it's in the newspaper. You know, even if it's all being generated from the same source,
I think
it
right.
might have more of an impact.
I think. Hear it in different voices.
Yes. Yeah. There's a little bit of a buzz about it.
You'll be a celebrity doing autographs in no time.
You will.
Well, I'm already a troublemaker. In,
well,
I was a troublemaker in Oak Park, and then I moved to River Forest, started making trouble over here. I Googled my name the other day just for grins, and there was this whole list of letters that I'd written to.
Engaged citizen. You're an engaged citizen.
That's it.
I suggest possibly, you know, putting the link for the Wednesday Journal in, you know, newsletters or Instagram page, just so, like, I have a hard time finding. Like, that's not my first source of information. Make it available, you know, on a wider scale.
We mentioned that there's going to be a column going forward. It's a little press.
Kind of off the, like, a slight tangent to that is, the Instagram page, you can't click on the link. Is there a way where you could actually click on it and it goes to the link, or is there...
I will have to check with our post it on Instagram after. Link in bio thing
exactly.
at the top.
I think that's the only way to do it. You have to
go
back to the bio.
Yeah.
Social media person. This is, but write something in automatic. Anything like that this time? Or you're still. Again, pop up.
I feel like immediately when you said that, I was like, I agree. And I find reels can be very engaging. They're called shorts on YouTube and everything. It's different everywhere. But these little 60-second, it's different now. I feel like engaging.
We the village does. The village has both Facebook and Instagram. And you know, again, we could tie this all in together. It could be a newspaper article. It could be a newsletter. And then it could be highlighted and all that. And so we're hit.
It would just be great if you can, you know, oh, go to the newspaper, and then they'll have links. But try, you know, try all those different sources. Exactly.
I think you're. Well, the news, I've been concentrating on the newspaper just because there's a lot of people that read it that aren't doing a lot of these. Well, yeah, but that aren't doing a lot of these things, like some of my neighbors. And it seems like younger folks, like that student commissioners, are more tuned into some of this. Some of the older folks do to them. I do think that's a good idea, the social media, maybe tie it. I reached out to Seth because I wanted to know, knew how many households we had and how many email addresses got newsletters. You and I had talked about that, too. Got different numbers. Seth came back and said the census household count is about 4,300. Includes multi-family and possibly university students. Waste contract has 2,910 households. Of course, the multi-family buildings are. One ComEd account count I found was 3,125. Somewhere in there. And the rough number of subscribers for the newsletter is 3,600, but that may include some staff and potentially multiple people in the same household. Probably some of that, maybe not too much. I was hoping to figure out a pretty accurate percentage of households that subscribe, but clearly with those numbers you can't do that. But one of the things that concerns me is our seven pillars there, the last one is impact metrics. So far, I'm not seeing that we have metrics that we're publishing to the world. And, you know, there aren't a lot of good metrics. We've talked about the garbage and the recycling and how misleading that can be, and maybe it'll create wrong impressions and so on. I'd like to suggest, whether in the column or through one of the other communication means, quarterly, maybe annually if it's more appropriate for some number, we find some numbers to publish. And one number I'd like to publish, and talking to Seth about how to do this, would be EV numbers.
So that I have.
Now, let me finish. Okay. The number by itself means nothing.
Okay.
The percentage of vehicles in the village that are EV or hybrid mean something. And it's convenient because right now they're in the middle of budget season. Seth's going to help me see if I can get the car registration numbers. Now, privacy issues. I don't want any personal information. I want make, model, and year of car. With that, I can build a database of what models of cars are hybrid or EV. Maybe things we can do with this data and publish. Percentage of EV and hybrid. But in addition to that, helpful to understand the ages of cars. If all the gas guzzlers are older cars, well, I only buy a car every 10 years, so I'm not going to buy an EV car another X number of years. But if a lot of the cars are brand new cars, then that tells you people are buying new cars, but they're not seeing fit to buy. That would be an interesting thing.
Beth, I was wondering if, you know, we have our annual registration. Would it be possible to add something to that where people check off that they have an EV or a hybrid and that somehow gets?
Don't need to do that. I can build a database of the car model.
You don't think that would be more direct?
If you can,
if
that's
you can.
Great.
Yeah, I would need to check and look into that.
I mean, I'm not saying you shouldn't go ahead, but
yeah.
It would be, even if you did it, it would be an interesting, you know, check. I think it's when you're building a database, it's always good to have a check on it. And I do have the EV. I think I mentioned this when we met with the UIC students, but just shout out to the Jakes that there's a source called Illinois Secretary of State gives the EV numbers, EV in every village. So if that's something you want to check.
Anyway, that's one statistic. I think if we can come up with a way to recycling and garbage numbers, because what else do we have? There's a lot of things that we hope people are doing. You don't know how many people are.
Well, and I think this might be an area for, you know, we're still incorporating, so I guess for Manolo's benefit, we should say that, I don't know when, about maybe 9 months ago, we organized a commission in terms of sort of subcommittees, and we have one which is renewable energy, which is Gary and Jeff, who's not here, and then there's electricity, which is Luis and myself. And then there's Waste Not, Want Not, which is Jill and Jamie. And this might be something that we could ask each subcommittee to come up with. So, you know, you have the monthly waste that could be, you know, like thrown into some kind of a data set. And then we can do metrics on it about are we moving in one direction? Do we just go up and down? Is there seasonality? Are there certain months where we should be, you know, trying to do something? So, and then we have the compost numbers, of course. Then Luis and I could produce these electric vehicle.
Yeah.
There's also, you know, sort of some ComEd metrics, which we haven't seen for a while.
What are the ComEd?
So the ComEd and NICOR run an efficiency program. And, again, we pay a fee through our utility bills that go into this, which I just noticed on my last bill had gone up considerably, if any of you ever want to look at your bills. And so with that, there's an efficiency program, which hopefully everybody has participated in. It seems like too good to be true because it seems like it's free, but it's not really free because we're paying through our fees. So if you don't do it, you're paying whether or not you do it. But they come in, they evaluate your house, and they actually, like, replace things on the spot in your house. So hopefully everybody's doing that. It's another thing that we can get out. But there are metrics on how many households have done that. And then there are also metrics on people who have participated in rebate programs, which the last time we the last time we saw for River Forest was much more robust than the efficiency program.
I think we run into this. Sure, AJ can attest. But if we want to measure how many residents are composting or subscribe to the composting program, that's easy. But how many people are actually using it and doing it right, that's another thing, and we'd have to rip open the bin and go out. So it just depends what the committee wants to do.
Point. All you can do is report if they are in the program.
Right down to Village Hall, which I was dismayed to. I wandered back there and went to put something in, and it was full of styrofoam. And so I'm just wondering, shout out to the village, is there any way you could do like a little talk here to the – and I guess it would have to include police and
yeah,
fire.
Yeah, it's really the police there and the – oh, extra garbage cans on the
– Exactly. But I thought one thing that might help is there's no garbage can right there. So if you look, there's like recycle, there's compost,
and then
you have to go out of your way. So I don't know if there's anything you could do about it, because that just totally compromises.
Yeah.
And if Village Hall can't get it right, then.
I'd like to chime in about the statistics. So I have an EV car, and on my app, it shows me if I have paid any electricity versus. Wonderful comparison, because it actually puts how much money I am saving. So it's pays it back to an actual. I can actually put my own rates in for my house to see what my savings were versus my 12-year-old.
Well, and we're lucky here. My brother in California is actually paying more by having an electric car because of the electric rates.
Yeah.
Out there, they are staged, and the more you use, the more you pay. So So he's paying 40% more in the highest tier, and they won't let you have a separate meter for your electric car. He just bought a second car and then moved, and where he moved, the electric rates are.
I mean, I think that's something we have to. Where we take for granted how our electric. Of resistance around electric vehicles. States, what happened with all the cold weather. Around that we are here in a way.
Maybe we can work that into one of the columns. Okay, but anyway, I think it would be interesting for us to continue to track station vehicle. We can check the number of email addresses on the.
And I think I might have some more like hard situations to look into it, because I know there's like a pretty pretty high open rate, like a.
Yeah,
Matt, thank you, sir. Don't have on that. Vision, are you? Summer is what it is, the newsletter.
No. My only point is if we can do something to increase the number of people that, I mean, for instance, in the column, we could call it out. And just for grins, watch for the next couple of months and see if the number goes.
I mean, I've talked to people that don't realize we have a newsletter, So, yeah, I think anything we can do to up that number would be great. Since it is our main vehicle for communicating.
Yeah. That's all. No, we wouldn't do anything differently. See what our reach is, and if we can, I'm just looking to expand our reach for communication.
So could we put on next month's agenda just a further discussion of metrics? And maybe each of the subcommittees could just sort of think about, like, what metrics would be. And, I think since we haven't been doing this, I think annual is a good place to start. And then once we have our machines up and running, it might just be so easy that we can give it out quarterly then. But
it depends. Some metrics might lend themselves more to annual. Quarterly than others.
There's Jeff and my Sam pretty much know what they are. 100%. Any solar, what's the rate? Full smart gold, possible. Results aren't. We need to probably. Types of things you're doing, and I wouldn't necessarily maybe moving the needle. You can't always just tie these. Years. You talk about electrification. A lot of companies are doing what they claim they're going to do, and a lot of them are starting to. To start to think about, all right, well, 2035, whatever, many, many, many vehicles on the road for many, many years that aren't electric. I'm talking 20. So the things we're doing are that. So part of what we need to think about, okay, I mean, your communication, I think, is spot on. That's the, I think, the communicate and focus on what we educate. It may not be absolutely right tomorrow. They just very happy to see they're the ones that influence in a household around here more than any of us, all right? Because and then they start to listen a little bit and help. And so that to me is something we need to be thinking about. This, and then 5 years from now, maybe you'll
absolutely
just something
right
to think about.
No, you're spot on with that.
My only comment is instead of solar permits, I would rather see the, what is it, measure in
kilowatt hours.
Because there are different sizes of solar projects, so and you know, and
yeah,
that,
I mean,
that's increasing over time. So
right,
you know.
Right, yeah, measure, but
yeah.
That part. Don't have any absolute control over any of it. Right way. I mean, I got my.
Both for the community solar and for kilowatt hours, which either one is tracked.
At this point, I think we'd want to have it from they know all of it, right?
Yep.
Total input to the village, percentage-wise or whatever, breakdown between sustainable. Somebody could be adding on tradition or traditional.
Well, and also the numbers are going to be the numbers. They may not always move in the direction you want. You know, investment is
right. Good to at least know. And you know, it's our even everything's moving at a glacier pace, it's our only way to measure our impact.
Exactly.
Right.
And it's
and to
yeah.
point us in the direction of this is where we really need to focus because this one's going, but
yes.
You know, but this is not moving.
Yeah, and maybe less so to beat our own chest than to point out the areas we need to work on. I don't want to hog the whole meeting. Finally, I just want to website just for a little bit. Not sure what flexibility we may have. But having spent 38 years in IT and a lot of it on more recent technology, I think it's kind of difficult to see all the content. What I'd like to see us do is consolidate. Now, there's some things, you know, for instance, the commission description belongs with the under the commission. That belong certain parts. I'd like to see us consolidate under our homepage as a hub and put the mission, you know, there's a mission statement one place and there's the seven, I call them the seven pillars on a different page. There's too many layers. Good website, you know, parent page, children, down one level if possible. Have a bunch of links on the page, and they can go different places. But if possible, I'd like to see us have a link on the home page that says sustainability. Right there where it says pay your tickets online or whatever, or register, you know, box there. I don't know if we're allowed to do that. I don't know who controls this and what the.
No, I will need to check with our clerk. I know he's make some just general up, and so I'll raise that directly
okay.
to that.
I'd like to actually sit down with somebody at some, you know, my two cents in and rather than do it by not get my fingers in there, but maybe work with somebody.
I have to say, Jill and I were speaking last week, or the website, we agree, is
yeah.
It is not organized. Yeah. We can't find things.
Yeah.
It has
a lot of good content,
user.
But it's not easy.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't follow best practices for what they call human factors.
So I would just suggest, in the interest of time, if, you know, Luis could work with Seth on that, and then once we know what's possible, then come back with a proposal.
Exactly.
Because
yes.
We could talk back and forth for hours, but then Seth goes and checks and says, like, no,
can't do
that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe just look into what's possible, and, you know, even if you have a different proposal.
And this is something that may not be feasible, because I don't know if they use a specific tool to do the website, like WordPress or something, or if it's all native language. But if we could have a URL that isn't gobbledygook, that goes straight to the home page for sustainability, if we right, that might be something like village.org/sustain or something that we could put in the newspaper, you know, because if you read the newspaper online, even there, I don't think it's a link. So it has to be something you can type in, which is, that may not be feasible. I don't know.
But
anyway,
just look into the possibilities and then we can
Review.
You mean the system? Probably do that tomorrow.
Whoa.
Wow, that's fast.
You're a magic man.
Yes.
Okay. And then the rest, there's some examples of sample articles. I particularly, though, have to tell you, I like the rentable Christmas trees. That's to rent your Christmas tree. That's going to be in the article for next December. Live trees, really? Real trees? Yeah. Real trees? Oh, okay. Well, this is real trees, though.
Oh, really?
And you turn it back in, and then you get it back every year.
It's live.
Yes.
And then you...
Oh, well, read the...
It's like in a pot.
Yeah, absolutely. There was a tree in front of our building, and I hope that wasn't somebody in my building that thought it was going to get picked up in front of to drag the tree to somebody's house. But
there was a family residence. Presidential just thrown their house the last Tuesday morning of. They called and they're like, when is this? Because somebody just dumped this here, and I don't want it sitting in my yard the whole spring.
And well, if we can find out, I'll put that in the column. Well, but I think there should be a little humor every once in a while. Yeah.
Leave some little deposits behind.
And if I can share one slightly off-topic thing, I just paid my electric bill. My furnace went on for the first time in 3 years. Heat pump, and that goes on most of the time. my bill was, I get one from the solar people and one from Commonwealth Edison, was about $275 for a two-bedroom condo. A year ago, it was over $100 less. Heat pump, electric furnace. Thought I'd share that with you.
Can I add one comment, just kind of going back to the communication piece? So I work at a university, and I'm thinking about all the different, you know, generations, their avenue is, you know, how they read the news. And from my perspective and the university's perspective is the preferred avenue of communication from the university, so is text message, not even social media, which I thought was very, very interesting. So, like, you send them a bill. They don't want paper. They don't want an email. They will not check it. They will not respond. It's a text message with a link to, you know, their account. Kind of food for thought, potentially, in the future. Maybe there's another avenue of communication.
Maybe we could
text.
Send text with
yeah.
a link to
yeah.
one
of our
content somewhere.
Yeah. Generations, different, you know.
Lisa's previous submission following this Friday's going forward. There is a new ComEd rebate for charging stations for residents. I was going to post that one of these weeks, on the week of February. March 15th, I was going to post the final remote pickup. So that electric waste, next e-waste pickup will be the 8th, same day as your regular. I am working with LRS, so data storing devices, computers, cell phones can be collected at the front door. Everything else will still need to be raised by residents. That information should be going out in the next. Yeah, March 13th is the final sign up date. Yeah, I was going to include something in the monthly as well. I didn't know if in the public works sector.
I wrote up something which it was extracted from our presentation last month from LRS, which are, you know, sort of like the areas in which, you remember the question about where we go wrong? I can't remember exactly how that was, but, you know, things that show up in there. And then it also included like appropriate disposal of each of those. So I could submit that for something if you wanted.
That would be awesome. More than 100 words, that'd be...
Well, right now I have 200, so I was sort of smack in the middle. So what are you thinking?
Send that in, and I can tack on something extra at the end, or even just plug the waste sign-up at the end of that. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So which ones do you want it for?
I could do that for... If you could send that this week, I could have March 1st one.
Okay.
Collection for the monthly was Earth Film Festival, which
is going to be later this year.
Yeah, I think it would still be cool to send it out sometime soon, because I know they're still looking for looking for submissions. But yeah.
I saw on the Roosevelt bulletin that there is a styrofoam, so the
Yes, April 20th, they had reached out. They were looking for a location to host that, so we will likely be using parking along Central here. The alternative would be not sure one of the best lot. But, yeah, I was planning on posting that.
Because it didn't have a location, and I was like, oh.
Nope, but yeah, that is all coordinated with them, and then as we got noting that newsletter and social media. Great, to go back to yours here was last year's, there was the Bicycle Exchange, which I believe is another Green for Good event or an event at the school. We have Earth Day and Arbor Day events come. Notices that went regarding those mailers. There was something flagged for comp. Used compost. Compost plant to get delivered to you. I plug that one in for March 15th. That'll be the week of the next meeting. 100 words. Were there any commissioner updates or working group updates that anyone wanted to share? I know we're getting close to time wrapping up.
Bill and I met, and we have a couple of questions regarding navigation. So, like, we talked to the library and to have us put our budget and like pick very specific questions. Yeah, that's basically the same thing, but
the library is on the village based collections included in the village.
There was a couple other just, you know, more general execution move, how to navigate through this role, and you know, a lot of like potential budget questions. All, you know, for Emily said it was cool. We can do it. So we're.
No, they some of their countertops. They had reached out and like, you know, how do we get more of these? I think they're doing a well. I know they're doing a better job composting than we are here at Village Hall. So.
So I do a little bit, so like RAGS, for example, it was when I process the questions. My husband's at the gym, so there's kind of full turnover when it gets all broke. Go to a member, he basically. What is it? Marion will take it, or shelter will take a whole bunch. There's a, you know, avenues that vote if it's okay. Have a process for RAGS and RS action.
Election, cut the towel.
There's a textile recycler, which Oak Park is promoting now, and if you go to the website, you'll see, I think it's called Simply Recycling, and on the Oak Park website, it makes it sound like it's a service only available to Oak Park residents, but I called them, and it's really just, it's not in every state, but it's in this state, and it picks up in our area on Fridays, and so basically all you do is you call them, you say that you have a bag of stuff, you put it out on your, there's no fee, and, but Simply Recycling textile, and but we can certainly promote it. And another thing, I just want to pump this over to Waste Not Want Night is, are you familiar with Tetracycle? They recycle like just about everything.
Did you say tech?
Tetra.
Tetra.
T-E-T-R-A. And they have different bins, which could be, you know, at the library, at Village Hall, at different locations. But they do things like toothpaste. And so basically they get at it by being very specific. And so, you know, if we had greater sorting, we would have much better recycling. And so, and that's another thing. And some of them are not, I don't, some of them have a cost, but some do not. But anyway, just another thing to look into.
I don't want to add too much to your plate. And maybe we put all off. Broaden it so that eventually we're always doing all these things. But Nextrex, have you heard of them? The school. So basically, you donate your plastic bags and bring them to a bin. And I don't know if what your opinion is on how many benches River Forest needs, but they make them into benches then, and you log it in the website. Would do it for here and
I was going to say that's I'd be very interested in that just to tie this to another village commission. There was last year the aging in place ad hoc commission, their recommendations was more benches throughout the village.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Well, so two comments on that one. Number one, there's one currently underway in River Forest, which we really should be promoting, which is happening at Har Zion Temple. That's right inside the front door. So they're working on it, and they need like, I don't know, like 1,000 pounds or something like that, which sounds like ridiculous, but you get them like that because we all have so much plastic. So that's something that we promote. And also, punting back to you, there's one that's going to be starting at Pilgrim, and that would be a really good thing to advertise at the high school because of the proximity.
Yes.
You don't already know about that.
We advertise at Pilgrim, but we also advertise at our school because we're doing one, but we'll...
The school is doing one as
yes,
well?
Yes, we're doing one. Okay. So if any community members or you want to take a hike over there.
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of people are just sending their kids. So I think
if we do
advertise the Har Zion, we should advertise that one as well.
Yeah, send me the info. I'll be happy.
Maybe we could stick it in a newsletter. I didn't know about this. This is cool. and then I think we should think about our own bench. We need a drop-off site that can accommodate 1,000 pounds.
Yeah.
I think they make their own benches. I don't know exactly what happened.
Yeah, I think they do, too. I was talking to one of the club members, and they were saying who uses it. But another place, I don't know. But Pete, I believe, also does it. So maybe get Trader Joe's so we can.
I'll add this all because one of the items for LRS was plastic bags, so I'll plug it in there too. But you know, as we said before, I think we just have to keep saying this in many different venues. Right?
Yeah. So we have Julie.
We don't have proof of that.
Hmm?
We don't have proof of that.
Well, I thought that's what you just.
Well, I live next door to Jewel. Maybe I should walk over there and talk to the manager
and
see if I can find anything
else.
What's up with all these plastic bags?
That they're collecting benches, right?
That's not certain, just what I.
I mean, that's what they're supposed to be doing. Whether or not they're doing it, yeah. That's another question. Before we promote it, we would need to verify. Seth, did you want to say anything about the EV cohort?
There had been not many meetings happening since, or not any meetings happening after, since our meeting until last week. We convened again on zoning. That is a lengthy process. I will probably be bringing some items for us all to discuss next month on zoning relating to EV charging stations. Just about how the process from there would go forward. After that discussion, the commission would make a recommendation to the board. The board would then need to refer, make a recommendation or instruction to the zoning board, who would then review text amendments over the course of two meetings and send back to the board to be adopted as an ordinance. Lengthy process, but that's how zoning works. I will be getting more updates going forward, but I would imagine most of the discussion for the cohort next month will be zoning stuff.
Anybody have any other comments, new business?
Have a motion to adjourn then?
Oh, move.
Yes.
Curry?
Yes.
Haley?
Yes.
Lennon?
Yes.
Mazzatesta?
Yes.
We are adjourned at 8:35.